आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अनुजा कुमार। द हेडलाइंस। प्रिपरेशंस इन फुल स्विंग फॉर सिक्स फेज ऑफ लोकसभा इलेक्शंस टुमारो। 58 कंस्टिट्यूएंसीज स्प्रेड ओवर सिक्स स्टेट्स एंड टू यूनियन टेरिटरीज टू बी कवर्ड इन दिस फेज। Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi to address rallies in Himachal Pradesh and Punjab today. BSP chief Mayawati and Congress leader Sachin Pilot to also hold public meetings. Indian embassy in Cambodia rescues 60 Indian nationals forced into fraudulent employment. Death toll reaches 9 in Dombivli chemical factory blast in Maharashtra. And PV Sindhu enters semi-finals of Malaysia Masters Badminton Tournament in Kuala Lumpur. And now the news in detail. National capital Delhi is all set to go to polls in the sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections tomorrow. In the seven parliamentary constituencies, a total of 162 candidates are in the fray. Manoj Tiwari and Bansuri Swaraj of BJP, Somnath Bharti and Kuldeep Kumar of Aam Aadmi Party, and Kanhaiya Kumar and JP Agarwal of Congress are some of the prominent names. Our correspondent reports, extensive arrangements are in place to ensure a smooth and efficient electoral process.
A total of 1 crore 52 lakh people are eligible to exercise their franchise, out of which around 82 lakh are male and 70 lakh are female voters. The voting will take place across 13,637 polling stations spread across the seven Lok Sabha constituencies of the city. A total of 70 pink polling stations have also been set up, which will be entirely managed by women polling staff. For the first time, each parliamentary constituency will have a polling station fully operated by persons with disabilities. With a view to enhance voter turnout, Office of the Chief Electoral Officer Delhi has partnered with bike taxi aggregators to offer free rides to and from home after voting for the elderly people. It has also made arrangements at polling stations to protect voters from adverse weather conditions. Anand Kumar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Punjab, the campaigning for Lok Sabha elections is gaining momentum. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address two election rallies in Punjab this afternoon in Gurdaspur and Jalandhar. Congress General Secretary Sachin Pilot will visit Sri Anandpur Sahib Lok Sabha constituency to address rallies. Bahujan Samaj Party Supremo Mayawati is also visiting Punjab today, and she will address an election rally in Nawashahar town in the noon. In Himachal Pradesh, election campaigning is reaching a peak for the Lok Sabha elections on 1st of June in the seventh and final phase, along with six assembly by-elections. Star campaigners from both major political parties, BJP and Congress, are actively campaigning for their respective candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will be on a day-long election tour of the state today. He will address BJP's Vijay Sankalp rally at Chaugan Ground in Nahan, the district headquarters of Sidmore, this morning. Later, he will address a rally at Paddal Ground in Mandi. On the other hand, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will address an election rally in Rohdu, Shimla tomorrow, while former Congress President Rahul Gandhi will hold rallies at Nahan in Shimla and at Una under Hamirpur parliamentary constituency on Sunday. In Uttar Pradesh, the national president of BJP, Jagat Prakash Nadda, will campaign in Kushinagar, Balia and Sonbhadra districts, while Chief Minister of State Yogi Adityanath will campaign in Maharajganj, Kushinagar, Deoria and Gorakhpur. Congress spokesperson Abhay Dubey and media in charge of the party CP Rai will address a press conference in Varanasi in favour of the party candidate Ajay Rai. In Bihar, Ara parliamentary seat of Bhojpur district is a very high-profile Lok Sabha segment, which is going to witness a tough fight between the NDA and the Grand Alliance candidate. Ara is famous for bravery and valour of Babu Veer Kunwar Singh, the hero of the 1857 revolution. Polling will be held on this seat in the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections, along with seven other parliamentary segments, on the 1st of June. More from our correspondent.
In Ara parliamentary constituency, this time there is a direct fight between BJP nominee R.K. Singh and CPI-ML candidate Sudama Prasad. The bureaucrat-turned-politician R.K. Singh is vying for his third consecutive victory from this seat. On the other hand, the CPI-ML candidate Sudama Prasad, who is MLA from Tarari Assembly constituency, is banking on consolidation of vote banks of Grand Alliance parties RJD, Congress, Vikasshil Insan Party and Left allies. The Ara parliamentary seat has been represented by RJD and BJP each two times. If we look at the political equation, out of seven seats, there is a dominance of Grand Alliance with representation of five seats in the state legislative assembly. Three assembly seats are held by RJD and two each by CPI-ML and BJP. The parliamentary segment of Shahabad region, Ara, is known as part of Bowl of Paddy, but its sign is fading with the challenges of agriculture. Unemployment and illegal sand mining are major challenges in the area. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7.
And repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis.
In the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back to the morning news on Akashwani. In the Thane district of Maharashtra, 9 persons have been killed and 56 injured after a massive fire broke out in the industrial area of Dombivli. The incident was triggered after a boiler blast at a chemical company yesterday. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has announced a financial aid of 5 lakh rupees each for the families of the deceased. More from our correspondent.
The death toll in the Dombivli MIDC fire incident has risen to 9. The incident took place when a massive fire erupted at the Omega Chemical Company in Dombivli MIDC premises yesterday afternoon. While announcing the compensation for the victims, Chief Minister Eknath Shinde said that the state government will bear the cost of treatment of the injured, adding that a case of culpable homicide will be registered in connection with the incident. Chief Minister has directed the district collector of Thane to conduct a thorough investigation into the incident. He assured that action will be taken against those responsible for the accident. Prarthana, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
The first batch of 60 Indian nationals rescued by the Indian Embassy in Cambodia from fraudulent employers have returned to India. In a social media post, Embassy of India in Phnom Penh thanked the Cambodian authorities for their support. It assisted the 60 victims of fraudulent employment to return home and helped with the legal paperwork. In some international news, Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed a decree to allow seizure of U.S. properties inside Russia in response to the United States' potential confiscation of Russian assets. According to the decree, the Russian Central Bank and the Russian entities will have the right to seek legal redress in court in case of the unlawful seizure of properties by the United States. A special commission of the Russian government will identify U.S. assets or properties, including movable and immovable U.S. properties in Russia, securities, shares in Russian enterprises, and property rights which can be used to compensate for losses incurred. The government has been given 4 months to introduce amendments to the Russian legislation to facilitate the implementation of the decree. U.S. President Joe Biden in April signed into a law the Rebuilding Economic Prosperity and Opportunity for the Ukrainian Act, which allows the administration to seize the roughly $5 billion in Russian state assets located in the U.S. In Ukraine, at least 7 people were killed and 21 injured in a wave of missile strikes on northeastern city of Kharkiv. Governor of the Kharkiv region said Russian forces launched about 15 missiles against the city. All those killed were employees of a printing house, noting that about 50 people were working inside the building at the time of the missile strike. Back home, the India Meteorological Department has forecast heat wave to severe heat wave conditions in many parts of Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and in isolated pockets of Delhi till Monday, while heat wave to severe heat wave conditions in West Uttar Pradesh during Sunday and Monday. In Konkan and Goa, hot and humid weather is likely to prevail today and over Assam till tomorrow. Conditions are favourable for further advance of southwest monsoon over some more parts of South Bay of Bengal, remaining parts of Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Andaman Sea and some parts of East Central Bay of Bengal during the next 2 days. Meanwhile, isolated rain continued to lash parts of Kerala since last evening, leaving many low-lying areas inundated. An overcast sky prevails in several areas, and the weather office has indicated that rains are likely to continue till tomorrow. The IMD in its latest weather report has issued a red alert in the districts of Ernakulam and Thrissur. It has issued orange alert in 8 districts, including the hilly districts of Wayanad, Idukki and Pathanamthitta. The weather department said under the influence of the cyclonic circulation over South Kerala and its neighbourhood, a low-pressure area has formed over Southeast Arabian Sea off the Kerala coast. Strong westerly or southwesterly winds at lower levels is likely to continue over Kerala and Lakshadweep region till tomorrow, and under its influence, extremely heavy rainfall activity is likely to occur. On to sports. In badminton, 2-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu stormed into the women's singles semi-finals of Malaysia Masters in Kuala Lumpur this morning. Sindhu defeated Han Yue of China 21-13, 14-21, 21-12 in the quarterfinal. The other women's singles quarterfinal between Ashmita Chaliha and 6th-seeded Chinese Zhang Yi Man is underway. Ashmita beat the 5th-seed American Bi Wen Zhang in the pre-quarterfinals yesterday. However, in other categories, India's campaign ended in the round of 16. Kiran George lost to Malaysia's Zi Jia Lee in the men's singles, while in the men's doubles, Sai Pratik and Krishna Prasad Garga also lost to the Chinese pair of Ren Xiangyu and Ji Ting He. Reza Chorli and Gayatri Gopichand were defeated by Sung Shuo Yun and Shen Yu of Taiwan in women's doubles. 10 Indian pugilists, including reigning national champions Sachin Sivach, begin their quest for Paris Olympic berths as the second and final World Boxing Qualification Tournament for the Paris 2024 Olympics gets underway in Bangkok, Thailand. Sachin Sivach will take on New Zealand's Alex Mukuka in the men's 57kg weight category. Nishant Dev in 71kg will kick off his campaign against Amando Bigafa Nai of Guinea-Bissau. Alongside the 7 men and 3 women Indian boxers, a total of 579 boxers from 133 countries are participating in the qualifying event. This event will see a total of 51 Olympic quotas up for grabs. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will lock horns with Rajasthan Royals in second qualifier match in Chennai this evening at 7:30 p.m. The summit clash of IPL 2024 will take place on Sunday. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Anuja. All players set for penultimate battle, writes the Pioneer on its front page, while the Asian Age, quoting the Prime Minister, writes, "Vote wisely, not just for a new government, but for country's future." As Sensex Nifty hit an all-time high on RBI's bonanza to center, a top headline in Hindustan Times says, "Market soar amid polls after record RBI dividend." The Tribune notes, 18 years on, low-cost IndiGo to introduce business class by the end of this year. Move over, Jamthara and Mewat. 46% of cyber fraud in our country stems from Southeast Asia, reports the Times of India, with India not ruling out China's involvement in these scams. The Economic Times notes, government working to block international spoof calls, duping Indians. And finally, doing away with yet another colonial vestige. Navy does away with ship terms, Jack Staff and Jack, replaces with national flag staff, national flag, cites the Indian Express. With that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Preparations in full swing for 6th phase of Lok Sabha elections tomorrow. 58 constituencies spread over 6 states and 2 union territories to be covered in this phase. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi to address rallies in Himachal Pradesh and Punjab today. BSP chief Mayawati and Congress leader Sachin Pilot to also hold public meetings. Indian embassy in Cambodia rescues 60 Indian nationals forced into fraudulent employment. Death toll reaches 9 in Dombivli chemical factory blast in Maharashtra. And PV Sindhu enters semi-finals of Malaysia Masters Badminton Tournament in Kuala Lumpur. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.